His eye followed her till she grew small, smaller, a mere speck in the sky, and then disappeared. What boy has not thus watched the flight of the bird of his country? She was gone nearly 2 hours, about double her usual time for a voyage, when she again returned on a slow, weary wing, flying uncommonly low, in order to have a heavier atmosphere to sustain her, with another fish in her talons. On nearing the field, she made a circuit round it to see if her enemies were again there. Finding the coast clear, she once more reached the tree, drooping, faint, and weary, and evidently nearly exhausted. Again the eaglets set up their cry, which was soon hushed by the distribution of a dinner, such as, save the cooking, a king might admire. "Glorious bird!" cried the boy. "What a spirit! Other birds can fly more swiftly, others can sing more sweetly, others scream more loudly, but what other bird, when persecuted and robbed, when weary, when discouraged, when so far from the sea, would do this? Glorious bird! I will learn a lesson from thee today. I will never forget hereafter that when the spirit is determined, it can do almost anything. Others would have drooped and hung the head, and mourned over the cruelty of man, and sighed over the wants of the nestlings, but thou, by at once recovering the loss, hast forgotten all. I will learn of thee, noble bird, I will remember this. I will set my mark high. I will try to do something and to be something in the world. I will never yield to discouragements."